The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Wherever you are.
We simo speak.
And finish each other's sentences, too.
Right.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Collectively, the Kanes.
The show is Being Here, and being comes from the verb to be, which is about being where you are. Being is an active, intentional event. It's a verb.
So we invite you to be here as we talk about integrity and the little things. Now, I just want to say, as we get started, and we're going to talk about listening because we love to talk about listening, I want to invite you to listen to this conversation that we are going to have with each other and with the folks who are calling in a way that does not set you up to pick on yourself. Because if you look at your life honestly, you may find that there are areas where you've been shaving off your truth. But you can either notice them or you can be hard on yourself about it.
Our approach is not psychotherapeutic. Our approach is anthropological. And an anthropologist is an observer of cultures. And if you could observe the way you are being or have been in the past without judging yourself for what you see, that behavior will wind down in an instant. So if you discover something about yourself that goes against your socialized code of ethics,
or your internalized standards of what's right and wrong.
That's kind of what I meant. Mm. But you put it in better words than I did.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the reason I started with this is I was thinking about a friend of ours who we love dearly. And I won't mention her name right now because if I do, so many people will immediately know who she is. But she is frequently coming up to one friend or another and saying, "Did I hurt your feelings when I said this, or was I too harsh when I said that, or did this bother
you?"
I
know who you're talking about now.
And she's very hard on herself. And I imagine that she is representative of a lot of people where you see something and you say, "Oh no," rather than notice something and allow it to dissolve simply in the noticing.
See, true listening is not about thinking about what was said. It's about hearing what was said. Or is being said, if we get into real time.
Mm.
True listening is not whether you agree or disagree, or whether you already know what's being talked about. True listening is operating as though you're an innocent, as though you're a beginner at life, where you're just willing to hear what's said without making any internal comments or judgments about it. It can't hurt you to hear somebody else's point of view, but what it can do is pull you into current time. If you get into current time, your life transforms. See, we don't live in current time. Meaning the universal we, humanity, we live in a future-oriented society or past-oriented. So when you listen to what people talk about, They talk about what happened in their past or what may be happening in the future. They're very rarely in current time. If you get into current time, your life transforms. It's that simple. Transformation or enlightenment has been mysterious for many of us for a long time. People have devoted their lives to become enlightened or transformed. I know I was one of those people.
Well, that's why we wrote the book, Practical Enlightenment. It can be very practical. And one of the parts of the practicalness of being here and having enlightened moments and having that string together and become your life.
Way of life.
Is looking and seeing and being honest with yourself about what you see.
I like that.
It is. We have callers. Shall we take the first
one?
Yes,
let's take the first caller.
Claudia, are you here with us?
I am here with you. Hi, Ariel and Shia.
Hi, Claudia. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oakville, Ontario, Canada.
Well,
excellent.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be back. So I take the train from Toronto, because I work in downtown Toronto, and I was taking the train from Toronto to Oakville. It's about a 30-minute ride. And I was thinking about the question about integrity and the little things. And I found myself not being in the moment and enjoying the train ride, but my thoughts were going everywhere. It was going in the past, in the future, all the untruths that, you know, I had in the past, and then looking at where I am now, and it occurred to me that, and I know we've talked about this before, it's thoughts, are they untruths that we tell ourselves? And that's the question that I came up with.
So what is the question you came up with?
Our thoughts, are they untruths that we tell ourselves?
Oh, absolutely. Our thoughts are just filled with untruths, assumptions. You know, the truth believed is a lie. When you believe something to be true, you do not check in current time to see if it is true in this moment.
So you may be a really good person, but if you believe you're a good person, you won't look to see where you may be doing something that doesn't have integrity. Or you
that
may
doesn't have integrity for you.
Or you may hide from yourself if you say something unkind to somebody. It'll just put blinders on you. So when Shai says the truth believed is a lie.
It is.
But there was something that caught me when you said I was on the train and I was thinking and I wasn't in the moment because I wasn't enjoying the train ride. You now have new standards of what in the moment looks like and how to be a better you, and a better you would always be there and not thinking on the train. When that may be a relaxation time for you to let your mind wander, who knows what may come of it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Claudia? Can you be different than you are right now?
No.
You're certain about that?
Yes, I'm positive.
Okay. So you could only be on this call with me right now, with us, but me, because I'm speaking.
Absolutely.
Okay. So could you not be on this call in this moment?
No.
That's right, because here we are on the call. Could you have been any different than you are on that train ride than you were on that train ride when you were taking it from Toronto to Oakville?
No. And the interesting thing is I sit on the top car, which is a quiet zone, so nobody talks. And it's interesting what Ariel said, because, yes, that's the time that I then start to think about things. And so you know,
can I stop you? You think about things all the time.
Yes.
So and when you say that's the time I stop to think about things, that's not true.
It may be the time when you give yourself permission to think about things, or you notice that you're thinking.
But your mind is this supercomputer that thinks all the time.
Yes.
It's It's got rules of behavior in there that were put there by the culture you were raised in. And it was dropped in completely without your consent.
Yeah, I see that.
So what you believe as your moral standards were put in by a culture that you were raised in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's not a bad thing that you have a mind. It has made you as successful as you are. It has also made you as miserable as you've been.
Yes. The other thing is, not all thoughts are untrue. Suddenly, thoughts are being demonized, like they're the bad thing.
By your thoughts.
Yes.
So your mind, which is a thought-producing, generating machine, starts picking on itself. It says, I shouldn't think. I shouldn't have thoughts. I need to be enlightened.
I see that.
What was that?
She sees that.
Good.
I see that.
You know, the other thing is our ability to have integrity and to live expansively and not shave off our truth is in direct relation to whether or not we feel like we are in survival in one way or another. I really see it, for instance, in the dating world, where a person will hide from themselves something because it's inconvenient. I had a conversation recently with a friend of ours who got bucked off a horse. And as we were speaking, she said, I actually think I've been subject to revisionist history. I kept telling myself everything was fine and I love this horse, which I do, but I was ignoring the fact that the barn where they were keeping the horse, they weren't exercising her enough so that she was not even tempered. I hid that from myself because I didn't want to have to look for another one or address it with somebody. So when we're afraid we might lose something, we're afraid that we'll have to give up something or we might not get that date.
Or we're going somewhere to achieve some agenda that we think is necessary for our survival, then we shave the edges of our integrity to get what we think we need rather than trusting that our universe takes care of us.
Boy, that's great. And I was going to ask you about dating and relationships because I do live alone, and I tell myself that I'm fine with that, even though deep down inside I want a relationship. I give myself all kinds of untruths that keep me away from dating.
Well, you know something? Let's assume you're doing exactly what you want.
I think you should play a game with yourself for this week that what you're doing is your truth.
That's right.
So you keep saying deep down inside, I want one and I do things to keep it myself away from it. But if you're not actually getting up on the dating app or looking around at the supermarket and flirting or talking with somebody who's sitting next to you at a diner or a restaurant and seeing whether or not they have interest, then chances are you don't want a relationship.
You know what you want by what you have. See, I want a relationship with a specific person.
Me.
That's right. And how I know it is she's sitting across from me while we're doing this radio show. And we'll be here all night. We've got a date arranged. She told me to shave.
That's great.
Yes, it is.
That's great. So
I really think that'll take a pressure off you. If you realize you got exactly what you want, then should you choose to go up online or or ask somebody out, then it'll be obvious that you're wanting to date. And until then, enjoy where you are.
Okay, that's great.
You're right.
Because I always think that maybe, you know, I want or I need a relationship, but I don't have it. And so that becomes a story. And so you're right. I don't enjoy where I am at the moment.
Yes. Start enjoying where you are at the moment. You become more dateable.
Right.
Oh, right. Boy. Okay.
Yeah,
We have another caller.
Pardon?
Thank you for calling in. We have another caller.
Okay, we have a queue of people.
Thank you so much.
Wait. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling, Claudia.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. You know, we're getting close to the break, but I think we can start with her.
We'll see where we go before we take our break.
Excellent. Emma, where are you calling
from? Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you like my mock British accent? Hello.
I thought it was great. Yep.
Thank you. Where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling from London.
London. Lovely London. The show, we are pre-recording it, but by the time it airs, we'll have seen you in Cambridge.
Yes, because we're heading towards that area of the world.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool. I can't wait.
Excellent. Excellent.
So, before you ask your question, I'm going to vamp for 15 seconds so I can tell you that it's time to take a break.
Well, before we take the break, we will be doing another course in New York City coming up July 29th, 30th, and 31st. Our next weekend seminar.
Creativity and Intuition. It's the best. Now we'll take our break.
We'll be back with Emma and hopefully with you, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back
to Being Here.
We were speaking about creativity and intuition right before the break. I'm really excited we're doing that course in a couple of weeks from when you'll be hearing this, because it is so important to have intuition about what's happening in your body, or intuition about what's happening with your friends, or intuition about when to pick up the phone. And interestingly enough, you catch somebody just as they're in, and you get that job, or you get that apartment, or you get that date, or you express yourself
when
elegantly.
You're in tune with your life.
So if you're looking for a tune-up and creativity as an outcome, join us. It's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. It's the 29th, 30th, and 31st. And if you happen to be listening to this in the archives and it's not a current show, go on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, see what's current. Join us. It's not too far.
You said not a current show. You meant not a current seminar.
No, if it's not.
Right.
If we're listening to.
So if it's already gone by, there's something new coming up.
By the way, if you want a taste of excellence, we have a free gift on our website. You can go there and get a sample of a video, an article of ours, a question and answer where somebody has written into us and we've answered. You'll also get the newsletter. That way you can be up on things as they happen in real time. TransformationMadeEasy.com/taste of excellence. Speaking of excellence, you with us, Emma?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
So, do you have a question?
I do. I guess it's a kind of question. I was thinking about honesty and integrity with myself. And I realized that I've got to 30-something and feeling or believing that the truth is that I'm an honest person. But I'm completely dishonest with myself about timekeeping, almost 100%.
About timekeeping?
And I guess my question is, I've noticed it, but how do I go about, I mean, it would be nice for me to manage to be more on time and not rush everywhere.
Well, I'll tell you something. I used to rush everywhere, and I wondered how it was that people I knew and worked with were able to get things done and I couldn't. And what I found out, and now I seem to have all kinds of time, what I found out was I was thinking about what I needed to do rather than doing what I was doing. And right. That always slowed me down, so I was behind. And the other thing that I did was add in something extra just before I had an appointment. And then I was totally rushed.
Yes.
Does that sound familiar?
I recognize
familiar?
That.
And, you also, Emma, so, haven't looked to see how being late and rushed is a benefit for you.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never looked at that.
Because I have known you for a period of time. I don't see you that often because you live where you live and we're in the United States. But my feeling about you is that regardless of how accomplished you are, regardless that you're do you call it a barrister? What do you call it there?
Being a lawyer. You're a lawyer in the United States.
In the UK, you are a?
Barrister.
Barrister. And, you know, you can put on the wig and you can argue a case and you can make all your points and you're very direct. My feeling is you're rather a shy person.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, I reckon.
So if you keep yourself crazy busy, you don't have to fully
feel.
Engage with your environment or feel.
You don't have to feel your uncertainty, your embarrassment, your insecurities. You push through them by being rushed.
Wow, that's so cool because, you know, I have an idea that I don't like waiting. So if I have a doctor's appointment, I get really nervous in the waiting room if I have to wait more than like 30 seconds.
Right.
And that makes total sense that it's actually because I'm uncomfortable in that, just being there.
Well, if you start to allow yourself to feel those feelings that are contained in you without judging them.
That you call uncomfortable.
The ones that you use being busy to mask, you may find that this...
You may find some peace. Here's the thing. What you resist, in other words, those uncomfortable feelings of insecurity, what you resist persists and grows stronger. So you do all these things to avoid those feelings, but that keeps them in place. What you might be very surprised about is if you allow yourself to feel your own insecurity when you're feeling insecure, it may just transform in an instant. It may fall away all on its own. What you allow to be completes itself in an instant.
It may pop like a soap bubble. You know, like when you see these people, street people now, they have these big bubble makers. And it looks like it's massive, but you drop one finger in it and it just like goes poof.
Yeah.
And you have found ways, because I see your Facebook, I see pictures from your boyfriend Gio, how much fun you have. You give yourself permission to really fully engage and express yourself there where you feel safe. But I have a feeling if you relaxed just a little, you could feel safe anywhere.
That's very cool. That's very cool. That's so interesting. I hadn't even looked at it from that kind of angle, that maybe it was that I was rushing past something that I was uncomfortable with. That's so interesting.
You know, there's one other thought that comes to mind about it. I don't know if when this airs, it will still be up, but I believe it will. A few months ago, as an article of the month, so you may be able to still find it in the archives, we had an article called Grandma's Pocketbook. And
okay.
It's about how when I was a child, I found my grandma's pocketbook and it had her shopping list in it.
And this is years after she had died.
She died before I was born. And, you know, there is also that truth that no matter how much you get done today,
there'll always be more to do tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
And it's part of being alive. So that's another place where you can relax as well.
Yeah, that's really helpful for me. That's very interesting. I'm gonna go look that up. I like having my list ticked off at the end of the day, so it would make sense that I'm rushing to get to the end of it.
Yeah, well, we keep rushing to get to the end of things, and before we know it,
it's over.
Life is over.
Yeah.
And then you say, "Where did it go?"
Yeah.
Well, it happened while you were busy thinking.
Yeah. That's very cool.
Excellent. Thanks for calling in today. It was so sweet to speak with you.
Yeah, nice to hear your
voice.
Thank
you for having me.
And we're looking forward to seeing you oh so soon.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be great. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We'll take our next caller.
Yeah, shall we? Oh, before we take her,
yes,
let's do a shout out.
Okay.
We have listeners all over the world, and on today's episode, we are doing a shout out to our listeners in Malaysia, in China,
in New Zealand, in Australia,
Russia, and Dominica. Wow.
That's wild.
Really cool.
It is.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Yes.
And thanks for making us one of the top shows on the Seventh Wave Network for more than 9 years now. We really, really appreciate you. And if you're enjoying this, share the show. Why not share the wealth? Let's take our next caller. Judy. You with us?
Hi. I'm here.
Excellent. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I am calling from New York City.
Excellent.
And my question is, what I find is if I promise myself I'm going to do something or be a certain way and then I'm not, I get very hard on myself. And what I mean is if I get snarky with somebody, I'll get, it can happen sometimes with my mom when I go up to visit her, and she'll say something, and I don't mean to snap, but for whatever reason, I'm a little out of sorts with myself, and then I get a little snarky, and then I get hard on myself.
Judy, it may be that you should look and see that that's a sign that you're already upset.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I've known you for a number of years, and I don't see you as a person who is nasty or snappish. So if you find yourself behaving that way, I would check to see if you're okay rather than beat on yourself for having done it. The other thing is beating on yourself for behaviors only keeps them locked in place because it adds energy to them, and then you get it in spades. It grows. First principle of instantaneous transformation, anything you resist grows stronger and sticks around.
Second principle, you can only be exactly as you are at any given moment, either upset or snappish or centered or kind or unkind to yourself or honest or dishonest. However it is that you are, you can only be in any given moment.
So right now you could only be on the phone with us because you are on this radio show.
You following us so far?
I am, and I'm happy to be here.
Okay, and third principle.
If you see something like your snippish behavior, and don't judge it, and don't make yourself wrong for it, it can complete itself in a moment. Because the third principle is anything you see and allow to be exactly as it is, just seeing it is enough for it to complete itself.
I actually think, Judy, that it's less that you suddenly get snippish with your mother and then you're hard on yourself. I think it's reversed. I think you're hard on yourself and your mom is so familiar, as in family, that you verbalize how you're treating yourself
to her.
Right.
What are you thinking about?
No, I think I was thinking that I really feel bad because I'm really close with my mom, and she's old now, and I spend a lot of time with her, so I always feel like, oh my God, I don't want to be mean to her.
Well, stop being mean to you, and then you'll stop being mean to her.
I can do that.
You only treat people like you treat yourself.
And I should back up. It's not often that I do that. It's not like I go there and I'm mean all the time.
We're not suggesting that you are mean all the time. We're not even suggesting that you're mean.
Yeah.
But inherent in this conversation is this pressure on yourself to be a good person.
Right.
You know, I see it in a... Interestingly enough, it's part of your cultural download. So you're not just being, you're being a something. And your background of Christianity is showing it of being good.
Jewish.
Judeo-Christian. Judeo-Christian, yeah. Both, because she teaches Sunday school. That whole... thing, because I'm just getting a whole other picture of this family that used to have a restaurant in our town where the son spoke so ill to the mother in front of patrons and was basically applauded by his father for berating his mother, and they had a very, very different culture. It was... I can't tell you what their religious background was. I wouldn't even want to hazard a guess. But I'm really clear that it was part of their cultural download that the way to be is snippish. Like, that was good.
Right.
What are you thinking about, Judy?
I was actually thinking of my own family.
Growing up in
a Jewish household, it was like somehow the women were always a little less.
Right, of course.
Well, yeah,
that was the nature of that culture. Hey, we'll come back more and speak of the nature of that culture with Judy, if you can come back after the break.
Can you do that?
I certainly can.
Excellent.
Thanks.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss... Being Here.
sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
To Being Here.
Hey, we are going to be in Hamburg, Germany, early October. We're doing the Freedom to Breathe on October 6th. And A Life Full of Joy, Every Moment Counts on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, the October 7th. Through 9th. You can go to our website and look at all of our seminars for the year and just pick the one that's right for you. Join us. We'll have fun together. By the way, we'll next be back for Monday Night Alive on Monday the 18th, which is
July.
The next one coming up. And then the next international call is on August 9th. We're speaking to Judy. We're speaking about integrity and the little things. You with us, Judy?
I'm here.
Excellent. Did you have a nice break?
I had a very nice break.
Excellent. Were you being kind to yourself?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, we went to Walmart this afternoon to get something for somebody that Ariel...
I found a little gift for a friend at a different Walmart, and it was the wrong size. So we went to another Walmart.
A big super Walmart to see if we could find the right size, which
we
did.
And we did. And right. I had four items. I had two houseware things and two clothing items. And the gentleman accidentally rang up one of my clothing items twice and did not...
scan
the gift. And my clothing item for me was $4 or $5 less expensive than the gift. And I looked at it and he said, "Did you get everything?" And I said, "You didn't charge me enough." He said, "Oh, well, you can go over to
customer service
and they will make you a refund." I said, "No, you don't understand. You didn't charge me correctly." And he looked at me very confused. I said, "Okay, I'll go over to customer service."
So the difference in price was about $4, you know, because
plus
the
tax,
two items was $4 less expensive than if she had gotten the other thing scanned correctly. And, you know, we could have walked out of that store. I mean, Walmart's this huge store. And
they're
your
not going to feeling.
Your mind comes up with all the justifications for not having integrity, not being integritous.
Oh, well, it's his fault.
It's his fault.
Nobody will know.
Nobody cares here anyway.
Really?
Anyway, we got on the service line, you know, the customer service line, and there was a guy there making some kind of payment, and he had about $1,000 on the counter. And it took about 10 minutes. For them
and
to finish
then
that transaction.
The monitor go, "Well, you know, you could leave. Nobody would know."
And yeah.
And they're not taking care of me fast enough anyway, so it would serve them right.
Right. All that mind chatter. But what we did was wait and pay the bill.
It somehow didn't sit well with us that we're going to give a gift that we've stolen.
You know, your integrity determines the quality of your life. If you do things that undermine your own integrity, your own sense of honor, then what good is anything? then you live over top of those lies. You know, it all comes, we said it before, when you think you're in survival, when you think you don't have enough, when you think you won't survive without stealing that little bit extra, then suddenly life no longer supports you. And, you know, I've often said to people, you know, my innocence is not worth the $4. To lose innocence, to lose that sense of wonder that you get when you are true to your life.
That's so funny. It happened to me also. I was buying my dad some smoked salmon from this special place for Father's Day, and I froze it, and then I flew out from New Jersey to Oregon. I took it with me, and the guy who sold it to me asked me if I vote, and I said, yes, I do, and he said, well, I will make this half price if you promise not to vote for, and then he told me the candidate that he was opposed to, and I'm like, I'm not going to sell my vote for a few dollars, for one thing. But also, I wasn't willing to lie to him because at that moment, that was the candidate that I was planning on voting in the primary for. And I thought, I could get my salmon at half price, but I could sell my soul. And it's interesting how there's invitations which you don't have to take. I have a question for you, Judy, though.
Yes.
This is going to be a strange question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you exercise of any kind? Do any kind of exercise?
Yes.
Tell me your favorite.
Well, recently I've been jumping rope.
Okay, I have a question. When you started jumping rope, did you have less stamina than you do now?
Yes.
Did you, when you're jumping and you're doing the rope, did every once in a while you trip?
No, because I actually don't jump with a rope because I'm doing it early in the morning.
So how do you jump?
I jump like pretending I'm, you know, with like an imaginary rope.
Gotcha. But you do have more stamina now. Like you don't lose your form and you don't...
Right. I don't get short of breath. I can do between 20 and 30 minutes.
Wow.
Straight.
That's amazing. Okay, great. You can think of being with your mother like jumping rope. It's not about never snapping at her. It's about discovering what drives you to snap so that you just get better and better at the game of being with your mother and being yourself and being centered regardless of what's going on with her.
Because here's the thing, Judy. Your mother does not cause your upset with her. She's just being herself. And if you're upset, you blame it on her.
No, absolutely.
Plus, you know, we were talking earlier in the show, and I know you were listening, about how we tend to do things when our survival is at stake. And seeing your mother's health decline is a stressor because it's a challenge not to disagree with it, and it's a challenge not to apply it to yourself. Or wish it were different, wish you could help her in it. You know, if she cannot walk well, you can't wave a wand and have her walk. And that's a challenge for most people. And that stressor sometimes will have you get fatigued, lose your form, and snap.
Yes, I can see that.
That's great.
So, cool.
Hey, Judy, thank you for calling in. We have another caller on the line.
Thank you for having me.
But we appreciate
you. You're very welcome.
And we're also very impressed that you can do that for 30 minutes.
Yeah, man.
Oh, thanks. I'm training for my Avon 39.
Awesome. You go, girl.
Thanks.
All right. We have Emmy on the line. Where are you calling from, Emmy?
Hi, I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
I've been listening, and what came up for me when I thought about integrity today, I have started to date other men, and I met a man last night that we talked today, and we're going out on Friday. And so we had a conversation, and he asked me if I like to drink wine. And I said, I do, but I'm not drinking right now. And he went on to say to me that, well, he knew a place that we could go to after we're going to go to this play afterwards if I enjoyed wine. And so then I found myself saying, well, I can change my own commitment, like, to myself. So what I said was, oh, well, I could probably have a drink of wine. And it dawned on me that I was not being true to myself or integrity, because I have chosen to not drink right now because I just feel better not drinking. And you'd mentioned dating earlier, so I'm curious about that.
I love that example.
What you said is great, you know, because so many people shrink to try to hold on to a relationship, a guy or a gal. It doesn't really matter. They bend their truth. They shave off their integrity to try to hold on to somebody that probably won't work for them if they have to change their ways to be okay being with that person.
I mean, clearly, if it wasn't that big a deal for you and you were thinking, well, I could have a glass of wine and that was fine with you, that's one thing. But since you're saying, I'm not doing it because I don't like it.
I don't feel it.
Villa, even though I actually think the hedging the truth started with the I'm not drinking it right now opened the door for him to ask the question
rather than I don't drink.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't drink could be the nicks on the relationship.
You know, and that's a tough one sometimes, just to be that straight.
If you're that straight, then he may say, well, I drink. I want to be with somebody who drinks. Well, then I heard there's a dating website called something like More Fish in the
Plenty
Sea.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You know, the other thing
I actually met this.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Plenty of fish.
I get suspicious that you already are shaving your truth with this guy, that somehow you don't feel like you can be honest.
You know, yes, because when they have a question out there about do I drink, and I thought about that, and I actually had no, and I actually changed it to socially. So I already said I did.
So you already...
Yeah, on the dating site, they had a question whether you drink or not.
And you wrote no.
No.
Well,
socially.
I first wrote
oh,
no.
Socially.
But
I got it.
Yes. And mm-hmm. I changed it to socially. Yes.
Well, maybe you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know, like, look.
Mm-hmm.
When we first realize that our integrity is questionable, that we have not been integritous in our lives, it's a bit embarrassing. And you don't want to cut off all of the possibilities. But look, if you feel better when you're not drinking, then drinking goes against how you want to live.
Well, I have a question. Is that one of those fill in the blank answers where they give you yes, no, socially, or is that something that you wrote?
No, that's one of the fill in the blank answers. Yes. Multiple choice.
Yeah. You know, if your truth right now is that you don't, you may want to change it to no.
Yes.
But you may be concerned that people will read something into that. And then you will X out a certain number of people. But if that's the case, they may not be the kind of people you want to hang out with anyway.
That makes a lot of sense. Yes. I can see that. That my integrity was broken when I actually filled that out in the first place.
Yes, because you wanted to be more attractive rather
right.
than honest.
Right.
Yes.
And it comes, Emmy, from the idea of scarcity, like there aren't thousands and thousands of eligible men fitting the criteria that you have out there.
And that you aren't an attractive, compelling woman that somebody or many somebodies might like to spend time with.
Right.
Yes, I'm starting to see that. I see that for myself, that having faith in myself, that there's plenty of people out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. We're getting close to the end
okay.
of the show, so I want to end it with where we started.
Okay.
This new things you're seeing today, they can either be aha, like the slack jaw school of enlightenment, aha, look, I did that, or they can be new grounds to beat
pick
on
yourself.
Yes.
We recommend
the former,
not the latter.
Thank you.
Which is perfect, because next week's show is Are We Having Fun Yet? Part 2. Because we did a Are We Having Fun Yet show once before. You can either have fun or you can beat on yourself. So we're recommending the going the fun route.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Really.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful being with you.
Share the show, folks.
Really.
Really.
Share
let people
well-being.
Know that there's something out there that isn't about working on yourself that can make you happy.
By the way, Practical Enlightenment is awesome.
Our new book.
Yeah.
And it's come out in Spanish and German now.
So you can find that on our website or on Amazon. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back next week. We're going to have fun.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.